Have your Bible turned to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show thy my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exalt all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Would they call this a fast and an acceptable day of the to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and putting forth the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord thy God, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and a whole, to delight the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: Christian duty, a clear message. Amen. Christian duty, a clear message. As we see this today, and God begins to speak to our heart, Isaiah says in verse number 1, he said, "Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show thy people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins." Amen. So he gives him a direct commandment, amen, to keep. Now the Lord has given us some commandments. You remember over in Exodus where God gave us a list of commandments. There was about 10 of them that God gave us. We're living day and hour. They say, "Well, them's irrelevant. Them's old school." Praise God. I want to say they're not irrelevant, not old. The 10 commandments is just as real today as they are, as they were in the days of Moses and Isaac and Jacob. They're still real today. They're still true. And it blesses my heart. And we're starting to see, even our government's starting to say, you know what, we've got to change directions. We've got to figure out something. Hey, we're not going the right direction the way we're going. So we need to change directions. Louisiana passed a law this week to put the Ten Commandments back in the schoolhouse, amen, and all the places of government, amen, to put them on the wall and to put them in a placard that's big enough so people can see the Ten Commandments. They say, "Well, you can't do that because it's you can't be bringing a religion into these places." And what they said in a reason, they said, this is not about religion. It's about common sense. It's about doing the things that are right. Who said they were right? God said they were right. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? God Almighty made the decision. God Almighty put this thing into play. And Lord, I'm glad it's that way. We can see those commandments of God. If you want to look at them today, praise God, it's in your old King James Bible for you to see. If you look at Exodus chapter number 20 this morning, God will speak to your heart and He'll direct your path through these steps that God give us, praise God, in His Word to me and to you. It says in Exodus chapter number 20 and verse number 1, He says this, and now in verse number 2, He said, I am the Lord thy God which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Amen. And God said, I'm the one that delivered you out of bondage. Praise be to God. I'm glad He delivered me. Praise God, out of bondage. You say, you've never been a slave. You've never been in bondage. Yes, I was. Praise God, and you were too. If you was ever lost without God, you were under a slave in the bondage of sin. But I'm glad today, praise God, Jesus Christ come to where I was, and He delivered me out of my slavery. He delivered me out of my bondage. I'm no longer the servant of sin. Praise God, I confess my sin, I repent of my sin, and I turn into God who saved me by His marvelous grace and helped me to walk in the marvelous light of my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He made the difference. He says in verse number 3, He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Praise God, we got to be careful. That's a little g god. If we ain't careful, we get a whole lot of gods in this world. Amen. They become our gods. He said, thou shalt make unto thee, shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, as earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, I don't want you to make any images. Praise God. There's only one God, and He's the image of God. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. He goes on verse number 7. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse number 6, this is a special occurrence right here. In verse number 6, He said, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, this is the first time in the Word of God where love is mentioned in the Word of God. And God said He's showing mercy to thousands of them that love Him. Amen. That love me and keep my commandments. Amen. To do that, that's right, according to what God says. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse number 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. We better be careful. We all the time say, oh my God. Amen. Praise God. If you call out to God, you ought to mean it. And then you ought to be calling out to Him because you need it, because you need Him to help you, because you want to praise Him, because you want to give Him glory, because you need Him to hear and answer your prayer. I wouldn't call out in vain. Amen. You call out in vain one too many times, you might really need Him. He might not hear you. He might have you tuned out. We better pray and ask God to touch our hearts and give us the guidance that we need. Praise God. Verse number 8, He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Amen. That Sabbath day, that day of rest that God give us. Now, after the church, after the resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we begin to worship. They begin to gather together on the Lord's day. The day that the Lord got up, that first day of the week. That's our Sabbath today. We come together to worship Him on the Sabbath. Amen? On the Lord's day. Praise God. The first day of the week. But He said, remember it and keep it holy. Praise God. Now, I know what people say. Somebody said one time, well, preacher said, I have to work on Sunday, so I can't, worship on that. Praise God. Well, you ought to take a day off. You ought to take some time with God during the week sometime and just get along with Him and talk to Him, pray to Him, praise Him, and give Him some glory. Thank Him for what He's done. Thank Him for allowing you to have that job, praise God, that keep you tied up on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord, so that you can make a living. To do those things for your family that you need and just pray. If we act to praying and thanking Him, giving glory about it enough, praise God, and God knows the thought and intent of your heart, He knows the intent of your heart to be at the house of God, He will make a way. Amen. I know it's a crazy world we live in, especially for young people. They go to work, and because they're at the bottom of the ladder, most time they have to work on weekends. Amen? But that's not a reason, praise God, to neglect God. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God, we ought to find our way down the house of God on a Wednesday night or Sunday morning. Most times you're not going to be working all day. Amen. Sunday morning, Sunday night, sometime along the way you ought to be able to get the house of God. Amen. You need that. We need that. Because we need to come together, worship in spirit and truth, encourage each other so we can be encouraged. Amen. Praise God. He says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thine work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou nor thy son nor thy daughter nor his manservant. And this is what they told him. He talked to the nation of Israel. He said, because this is the way God did it. God wants us to have a day of rest. God wants us to work hard and do all that we do. Now listen to me. Won't you do all things as unto the Lord? He wants you to spend 6 days, give it your best. He said, wait a minute, preacher. I'm already working 5 days. Don't tell me I need to work six. Amen. Praise God. He said to do what you do for God's glory and give it your best. But he said, we need to take time. This wasn't about God. This was about God giving us that rest. Amen. Giving that rest, giving us a time of rebooting, a time of refreshment from the Lord. Praise God. Number 5, verse number 12. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. Did you hear what he said? He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth. You know how to, young people, listen to me. You know how to shorten your days? You disrespect mama and daddy. Amen. You disrespect mama and papa.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, you can shorten your days. Amen. You do it bad enough, hard enough, God take you out. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us. You ought to be scared to death. Because God said, if you honor your father and your mother, God will bless you. Amen. But said, you can shorten your days by disrespecting your parents.
Amen.
Your grandparents. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Number 6, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. What does that mean? Exactly what it says. You ain't supposed to commit murder. Amen. You're not supposed to kill. Praise God. You're supposed to preserve life. You're supposed to help. Amen. Praise God. Where you can. You're not supposed to kill. These people that's lining up there and saying, well, it's okay to kill these little old babies. You know, a preacher, that's just the fetus. Let me tell you something. That's a living human being from the time of conception. Amen. And God said that we're supposed to protect life. We have a constitution that says they have a life to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. That's in their constitution. Amen. Praise God. Let me just ask you this while we're here. Does everybody believe that the Constitution is still valid? I mean, Constitution of these United States. Praise God. It's lined up with the Word of God. Amen. It's what we stand upon. That we have liberty, praise God. One nation under God. Praise His holy name. He said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. They ain't supposed to run around on your wife. Not supposed to be having sex outside of marriage. Hello? Said, preacher, this ain't politically correct today and our live. Said, preacher, you know everybody's doing it. No, they're not. Everybody ain't doing it, praise God. Those that love God and seeking, looking for His appearing are not doing it. Amen? Praise God, they're keeping themselves chaste and pure to the day of their marriage, praise God, so that the Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. I'm just putting it where the rubber meets the road. Praise God. We have a Christian duty. We need a clear message this day. Praise God. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Verse number 15. Amen. We got any thieves in the house? Amen. You ever don't want to admit it. Anybody ever took something that don't belong to you? Amen. Yeah, little something, praise God, you knew you oughtn't to be doing, but you did it anyway. Amen. You ever robbed Granny's cookie jar without asking her permission? Amen. I've got one of them M&M dispensers at the house. It's got, well, they made it in Bible school. It's got the little tub, you know, and you pull the handle and it'll give you them. And Mia's always been good. She'll say, "Papa, can I have some M&M's?" I said, "You can have two pulls." She'll always ask me. She said, "Two pulls?" I said, "Two pulls." Allie don't like to ask. Because Mama won't let her to have a whole lot of candy. Amen? So you got to watch her. If she comes through, she'll sneak and you'll hear that thing. And then you'll hear it in a second. She'll look around and you'll hear them easing them M&Ms out in that cup. Amen? You don't have to train them to lie and steal. Amen. Praise God, they'll do it because it's natural in this world. Amen. You've got to teach them to not steal. You've got to teach them to ask permission. You've got to teach them to have respect for other people's stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just say something. In this entitled world that we're living in, everything does not belong to you. You do not deserve everything. Amen. We tell you how to get it, praise God. Do like Mama and Daddy did, Mama and Papa did. Get you a job and go out and work for it. Amen. Lay up for tomorrow. Consider to ain't you, sluggard. Get out there and work, praise God, to have what you want. And let me just say this. You young people, look at me. You can have anything you want in the United States of America if you apply yourself to do it. Now, I know it's not as easy to do it as it was during our day. Because we've got things so confused and we got our economy so out of whack. Everything is so expensive. That just means that you got to trust God and you got to bear down and you got to save for what you want. Amen. For what you need, what you'd like to have. You have to set your priorities in focus. And that main priority needs to be the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And then he said he could supply all your needs. Amen? Not be found wanting in anything. Praise the Lord. Well, he's more than this than I thought they was. Amen? He said, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Amen? You can't be falsely accusing your neighbor of something. Amen? They got it now. They got what they call the red law, praise God. Some red, that if you don't like your neighbor, you can just go say, "Hey, look, he's got guns and I'm afraid he's going to hurt me." So what they do, they come take away all your guns just because somebody said that you're kind of scary. Amen? Red flag law. Amen? It's crazy. It's ludicrous to do these things because somebody don't like you and it's up to you to prove that you're okay. You'll never get those back. Amen? You'll never get those back. Because you and I can't afford to go through all by hire the lawyers and go through all the proceedings that you'll have to go through. We better wake up, America, and realize what's happening. We're losing our freedoms. Amen. The Constitution is being ripped out from under us. Amen. We need to stand for what's true. And it's the Word of God. Amen. It lines up together. God be the glory. But we can't get what we need without the Lord. Amen. He said, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's, nor thy neighbor's bass boat." I got out of the book there just a minute. Amen. But God, praise God, he said we should not be coveting those things. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be thanking, "Good Lord, that our neighbor can have that. Hey, we might need to borrow it someday." Amen. We ought to be covetous over it because somebody that's worked hard for something. Amen. He said, "Don't covet it. Just trust God, good Lord, God of heaven. If you're trustworthy to have it, maybe you can have one too." Amen. By the reason we don't have it, praise God, we're not trustworthy. God give you a nice bass boat, you wouldn't come to church no more. Say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You'd be down there like Brother Jeff's talking about doing. He'd be out on visitation every Sunday. Amen. That's what he named his pontoon. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. But it can happen. But we need to be careful. Praise God. We need to focus on the good things of God. Our Christian duty, a clear message that we have from God. Amen. Praise God. He said that the thing is, the commandments that God gives us is commandments that would call out sin. Amen. He said it's a commandment. He give commandment here in Isaiah, praise God, 58. He said to cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression in the house of Jacob, their sins. Amen. He said with a trumpet, with a loud voice. He said, shout it from the tops of the housetop, from the rooftop, praise God, a sin and transgression and iniquity. Amen. So God can get glory out of our lives. Praise God. That's why. Look over to Ezekiel chapter number 3. Ezekiel chapter number 3. Well, God tore my heart up. Amen. Because the church, young'un, the church has got to be stronger than it's ever been before. We have to come together, praise God, in what is right to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Ezekiel chapter number 3, verse number 17. Verse number 16 said, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me saying. Now here's Ezekiel. And he's went and God's speaking to his heart. He's got a task to do. And he needs to get at doing it. Amen. If you go back to Ezekiel chapter number 3 and verse number 7, he says this. He said, but the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. Can you see that happening? He said, for all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted. That word impotent means to have no respect. I tell you, we get to a place that we don't have respect for God and the Word of God, we're missing the mark. Amen? If we ain't got respect for God and God's Word and God's house, amen, we're missing the mark. But he said, listen to what he says to the old preacher. He said, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces and thy forehead against strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, listen. He said, I've made you just as hard-headed as they are. Amen. He said, when you have to butt heads with them, praise God, do it for the glory of God. Do it with love and compassion in your heart because you love God and you love God's people. Amen. I want to tell you something, young'uns. God be the glory. I love every one of you with all my heart. I love you with every fiber of my being. I praise God every day. I know I'm sorry in no account. I know you could have got a whole lot better. But I'm glad God put me in this place and allowed me to be your sorry in no account pastor for these years. I praise God and I give glory for it. Brother Kevin, I tell you, I love you this morning, son. I love you with all my heart. Every fiber in my being. To God be the glory. You're special. Amen. You're special. Now, God, this is a special place. People tell us all the time, they come in and they say, preacher, there's something different about you. There's something unique about this place. I said, it's the Holy Spirit of God. He meets with us on purpose. He helps us. I pray, God, He indwells us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior, what a Lord. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I heard also the noise of the wings of living creatures, verse 13, that touched at one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of a great rushing. He said, so the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Amen. He said, praise God, I tried and tried, I helped and tried, I'd done what I could do, and it seemed like I was going nowhere. You ever feel that way? Well, I feel that way all the time. I ask myself, ask the Lord, Lord, is anybody really listening to what you have to say? Amen. He said, then I came to them in, of the captivity of Tel Abib that dwelt in the river of Shebar. And I sat there, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. You see, Ezekiel, God picks him up and he brings him to Shebar and he sets him down there among the people. He sits there among them for 7 days. In other words, what he had put the man of God and he put him where the people were. And he sat there astonished at what was taking place. Said, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me saying, now watch this. He said, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of that at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest them not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, and the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. I read that the other morning, boy, it tore me all to pieces. Amen. You know what that means? That I'm going to stand and give an account for every one of you. Not only for myself, but when I stand before the Lord, I'll have to give an account for everyone that's ever said under my voice. That terrifies me down in my soul. Amen. I do my best. I pray, God, please let me be a help and not a hindrance. But I'm flesh and bone just like you are. And boy, it terrifies me in my soul to think that I've let somebody down and I've let somebody slip through the cracks. Because I'll have to answer for that. Said, if thou warn the wicked and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. He said again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him. See, God tries his best to turn us around. God don't want us to continue in our sin. Amen. You got to remember in the Old Testament, God, the Holy Spirit would come upon people and then he would withdraw himself when they rebelled and turned against God. Now we're saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, that perfect sacrifice. So we're saved by grace through faith and we enter into the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which was a better sacrifice. Amen. You understand? He said again, a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. Glory, hallelujah. Gives us a way out, don't it? Gives us some hope in each other, praise God. Give us our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. He says it's pretty simple. We just call out open sin. Say sin is sin, praise God. God says sin, this is what sin is, and we need to evacuate sin. Leave the presence of sin. Amen. If they was a building and you was in that building and you started as a gas leak and you start smelling, you was in there, people, and you start smelling gas real strong, would you stay in that building? No, you would evacuate. That means you would get plumb out of it. Amen. That's the same way with sin. He said, when we realize that sin can kill us, he said, then we evacuate, we get plumb out of sin. Hello? Now, this is a shouting message this morning, praise God. If you're a born-again believer, a child of God, praise God, we're on the right path, going the right way. We just need some instruction to help us to get there, praise the Lord. Amen? So we see there's a commandment of God, a God that comes from God. Ezekiel said that He's the man of God. He's the one responsible for giving out the Word, for telling the truth, so that man can be compelled to do that that's right. Bless the Lord. Amen? So we all have a responsibility to do the things that we need to. And so He lays it out here for us. Now go back to Isaiah chapter 58. Amen. Chapter 58. So we see the argument here, the commandment here. And so we see the preacher here, and we see his responsibilities, amen, to the people. Amen. But even though we have the responsibility to you, you have responsibility to God. Amen. We all have to do our part because we are one in this. Amen. Now look what he said. Now we're just going to hit it this morning where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Hey, some things that we need to know. Praise God. He lays it out here for us. Says that we're watchmen. And he says that he goes on here in Isaiah 58. And he talks about the fasting and things and how we try to satisfy God with the things that we do, instead of getting allowing God to do what He does best through us. Amen? In other words, we get caught up in trying to work our way in and do just a little bit better instead of allowing God to be the Lord of our lives, to minister to us. In verse number 7, he says this in Isaiah 58. He says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? Amen. He said, sometimes we got to be careful because he said, they some that's not as privileged as we are. And said, God says, you can't banish them. You can't push them out. You can't push them down. He said, we're supposed to love, encourage them, and lift them up. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We have to be there for each other. We got to love each other. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, there's so much wicked. Yeah, there is, and it's our fault. Because we haven't compelled them to come in. We haven't loved them, let somebody know that they are loved. Because Jesus first loved them, amen? So we see, he said we need to be compassionate to those. He said, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Now let me just deal with this. Let me just slow down here. Nakedness in this world is something I've never seen in my life, and I never wanted to. Amen? And he said, when we see somebody naked, we ought to do our best to clothe them. That Gadarene maniac, he was over there, he's cutting himself, he's torn, he was naked. Amen? That's what sinners do. Amen? Me and Brother Charles talked about it. He said, the old preacher said one time, said they was talking about people that getting naked. They were going to the beaches just getting naked. And they said, well, preacher, we're not naked. We're not getting naked. We're just getting half naked. He said, well, then you're just half crazy. Amen? You're causing people to sin. Nakedness causes people to lust. Lust is a sin.
Amen?
Amen. The Bible says we should cover up. I asked you a while ago, I said, do you believe in the Constitution? Amen? I think everybody agrees our Constitution, it's got to be withheld. What about the Constitution and bylaws of the church? Amen? Did you know we have a Constitution bylaw? And everybody that's a member of this church has got a copy at some point. Amen? We ask you to read through it, study it, and agree that everything in there was according to you. The Constitution bylaw, what God says, why we believe that, and what our guideline is for the church. Hello? Amen? He said, when you see things that's just not right, praise God, he said, then we need to address it. Amen. We got to come in line, praise God. We got, as our Christian duty, we have to have a clear message that when people see our life, praise God, they don't see the old world, praise God. They see a child of God. Amen?
Amen?
A child of God covers herself up. A child of God, and this is summertime, and I know, I know everybody likes to, you know, get down to, praise God, to try to stay cool. Hello? Amen? But we've got to stay covered. Amen. The Bible says we do. Look over at the Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. Well, we was there a while ago, and this is the same chapter that God gives us the Ten Commandments in. Amen? And he tells us this in Exodus chapter number 20, verse 22. He said, the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. And ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto me gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places, whether I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee, if thou wilt make me an altar of stone. Now watch this. Thou shalt not make it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up any two upon it, thou hast polluted it. Now watch this, verse number 26. He said, neither shalt thou make up, shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Amen. God said, hey, listen, I don't want you to even put steps up to it, because when you go up them steps, people's liable to see the bottom part of you, and I don't want nobody to see your nakedness. Amen. Hey, listen, if God don't want to see that, I definitely don't want to see that. Amen. Cover it up. Yep. Praise the Lord. Yep. How far do you cover it up? You cover it up as much as God says to cover it up. Exodus chapter number 28. He said, thou shalt, verse number 32, and thou shalt make them, talking about the priest, the sons of Levi, he said, sons of Aaron, he said, thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness. From the loins even to thy thighs they shall reach. Amen. From the loins even to your thigh they shall reach. So what are your loins? Amen. That's your buttocks area. And God said he had linen breeches that reached from there plumb down to your thigh. The thigh is the back of your knee. Amen. And God says, if you bend over, you stand up, you do jumping jacks, you're down to your knee are to be covered. Amen. Now, I'm still preaching. I'm in the book. Amen. I'm in the book this morning. Because the church, praise God, we've got a duty, and we've got to have a clear message. When people look at us and we say we're members of Stony Fork Baptist Church, they ought to be looking at us and say, yep, that's right. They love God. They love the Word of God. And it's real in their hearts, praise the Lord. Amen. Lord God, don't you get quiet on me. I'll think you go home and get naked. Now, what you do inside your house, you between you and your family, pray God, that's up to you. But when we go out into the world, we go down to the house of God and out into the supermarket, we ought to cover up and be Christians. If we say we're Christ-like, we ought to act like we're Christ-like. We ought to dress Christ-like. And we ought to live Christ-like. Amen. And they said, they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, verse number 43, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. And it shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. What are you saying, Pastor John? I'm saying God hasn't changed his mind about this world we live in and the nakedness that's being exposed everywhere. We should be different. Right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The church of the living God, the true church. The church has a duty. The Christian has a duty. Have a clear message to portray to the world. Amen. For God's glory. Can I give you another one while we're here? Look over to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter number 32. In verse number 1. You remember when they rose up, Moses is on the mountain, he's getting the Ten Commandments. And why he did, the people down on the ground that he had sacrificed for and God had led out of Egypt. Now remember, Egypt is a type of the world. Hello? If we ain't careful, we get caught up in the world. Because we say, well, the world's doing it. Amen? Just because the world's doing it don't mean we should do it. Hello? Come on now, stay with me. And he said, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, little g gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, now he brought him out of bondage, he brought him out of bitter slavery, and they said, we want not what has become of him. Said, we don't know what's happened to that man Moses, but he ain't here. Amen. But the God of Moses, praise God, God was the one that brought him out of Egypt. He was still there. He's still just as real. What do you say? I said, listen to me. No matter where you are, what you're doing, God's still there. Amen. God's still there. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters and bring them unto me. Amen. And the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Amen. I believe that's more of a question than an answer. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to pray. Amen. They didn't take God seriously. Amen. They said, hey, mate, hey, we don't know what's happened to Moses. We don't know about Moses' God. We need you to make us gods. They may make something that we can see. Praise God. So what did Aaron do? He said, well, you break off all your earrings. See, praise God. Those that you had down there in Egypt. See, Egypt's type of world. He said, don't make it where you can put it back. He said, you break it off. He said, you break that relationship with Egypt. Amen. You forget about where you came from. You remember what God brought you from and where He's taking you to. Amen. And he said, they broke off those earrings and they fashioned them into a golden calf. Amen. I'm hurrying now. Stay with me. You say, well, preacher, it don't really matter. It does. Listen to what he says in chapter 33. Chapter 33, verse number 1. Now God's getting ready to do business with them. He said, the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up thence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt. There it is again. Unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying unto thy seed, will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite. God did that. That land belongs to Israel. Amen. It was God's to take. It was God's to give. And it belongs to the nation of Israel. He said, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Now watch this. And when the people heard these tidings, these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, saying to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into thee in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. Amen. In other words, God was saying, I need you to show me that you're willing to separate from your worldliness. Amen. We're bringing the world into the house of God. God said, I need you. If you want me to go with you, you want me to be with you, you want me to supersede you, you want me to deliver you, praise God, I'm going to have to know that you're serious. Amen. That you're separate. Praise God. Said, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Amen. He said, we don't need this. We got God. Amen. Praise God. So I don't need that. Hey, I can look good without all the ornaments. Amen. Praise God. Because God Almighty is with me. He is my Lord and my Savior. He's my comforter. He's my stay in the time of troubles. Amen. Let God be that that makes you shine out, shine forth. We don't need the ornaments of the world. We don't need the decorations of the world. We just need the God of the universe. Amen. Praise God. I know this don't fit the day and hour we live. Praise God, because everybody's doing it. Amen. But we're not everybody. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty wants us to be separate, to be a peculiar people unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's time for the Lord's church, for the church, His church, to come clean. Amen. To come clean. To do the things, praise God, bring honor and glory to the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. And I'm hurrying. I'm going to let you go in just a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Amen. Praise God. Listen. Lord's wanting to help us. If we need help, we do. He says in verse number 14, he said, Be ye not unequal together, yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord or agreement hath Christ with Belial? That's worthlessness and wickedness. And there is none. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? That's an ungodly person, an unbeliever. Said, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple. Now watch this. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Because we're a temple. Amen. You are the temple. This ain't the temple of God. This is a place of worship. You yourself personally are the temple of God. Amen. The temple of God. Whose temple you are, praise the Lord. He said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And now watch this. He said, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God, the Lord Almighty. Amen. Praise God. He said, if we'll separate ourselves. He said, separate ye. What does that mean? Who's that ye? That's you. See, I can't separate you. You can't. You're the only one that can separate you from the world. Amen. You're the only one that can change your attitude. And let me just say this. I'm not fussing at nobody. I mean, I'm just telling you what God says. I'm just allowing you as your pastor to make an informed decision. I want to put the things off of this, out of this world, off of me, praise God, so that God can be the Lord of my life. So He can get glory out of everything that we do. Amen. That for His glory. And said, then if we'll separate ourselves, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. He said, I will receive you. I want to be received of God, don't you? I want to be God's. I want to be the Lord Jesus Christ. I want, praise God, the Lord to be the Lord of my life. Amen. We can't be like the world. We can't be like the world. Brother Jeff, we can't be like the world and be like Christ. Amen. We've got to be different. We're going to have to be. The Bible said we're supposed to be peculiar people. That's unique and different. Amen. But hey, listen, we don't have to act and do like the world, praise God. We ought to be separate. We ought to be different. They ought to see something in us, and that something ought to be Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The church ought to be different than the world. He said He brought them up out of Egypt, a type of the world. Amen. And let them enter into the promised land. Amen. Praise God. Into Canaan land. That place of hope, praise God. A place of waiting to enter into glory one day in a little while. Praise God. We don't need all this stuff the world's got. Amen. We need Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. The church has a duty. We ought to be giving out a clear message to everybody that enters in this place. Amen. They ought to see us clothed and in our right mind, praising and giving God glory. Amen. Putting Him first in all of our worship, all of our praise. Amen. Because He should be first. Because it's our Christian duty. To give that clear message, praise God, that He is God. And now listen, and besides Him, there is no other. Amen? Praise the Lord. You just go with God. People will look at you, amen, praise God, and they'll say, you know, there's something different about you. Say, yeah, it's Jesus in my heart. I'm trying to be more like Him every day. God's pleased with that because He's blessing my efforts. Amen? He's blessing my efforts. God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen.